Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Brad Young sitting in for Amy today, and on the
digital... Well, just Amy.
Just Amy.
I mean, I'm here.
Well, of course you are. I didn't say I'm sitting in for Chris and Amy.
But if we were both out, would you just be sitting in for Amy or for me?
I'd be for both of you.
Okay.
It's a team effort.
That's right. We are a
team. You're
a team.
You're a team. Yes. A part of the team.
Thank you.
So I love this on Did You See This? Because there was a story. It takes place over the last couple of years, but it just broke last week about three nuns in Austria. That they got kicked out of the nunnery because they were posting on social media, and they have on these three nuns are all in their 80s, and they've got almost 150,000 followers on Instagram, and the convent, the organization that runs the nunnery, kicked them out because they wouldn't get off of social media.
Well, what were they posting?
Just about life being a nun. They were nothing wrong or scandalous.
Yeah, wasn't okay.
Right, but here's what's amazing. Is that after they were kicked out, the nuns got a friend to help them, and they picked the locks, and they broke back into the nunnery. Now, this is a movie here of nuns breaking back into a nunnery because they didn't like living in the home where they were sent. And I thought, you know, these nuns, the CIA should hire these nuns. You know, you could send them into some country. Nobody would suspect that a nun, and they could break in and steal sensitive information. I mean, these nuns are rocking it.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Is it a crime?
You know,
is that considered a crime?
That's a great question. I would say under U.S. law, I'm not up on Austrian law. Okay, I will admit that under U.S. law, it would be a crime because they don't own the property and their ability to possess the property was terminated. So I would say it's B&E. So now you've got breaking and entering nuns, B&E nuns, trying to get back in. I guess maybe they were trying to break the habit. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, that was a bad pun. That was a bad pun.
Brad.
Dad joke. But still, these nuns are rocking it. And so now the nunnery place is saying, you can stay, but we want you off of social media. So that's the ongoing issue about whether the nuns stay or go.
So they weren't doing anything wrong. They were just posting about day-to-day life.
About life being a nun.
They weren't posting, like, sexy nun photos?
It wasn't nuns gone wild.
No.
Okay, it wasn't that.
Okay.
It was very tame, very nice, nothing wrong, nothing scandalous, but they didn't like the social media presence.
Oh, grow up. What's the big deal? Let them have they're in their 80s.
I think these nuns need their own TV show.
Well, I would say... that maybe the Catholic Church could use some of the marketing.
Oh yeah,
because if they're popular, you know,
it's good,
right?
It's good for everybody.
All right, how about this? This is from Sora News 24. This is a Japanese news service. A Japanese town is suing a resident for being a jerk.
Wow. Talk okay. about litigation explosion.
All right. Okay. The town of Mihama in the Aichi Prefecture has a problem in the form of a single man in his 60s who will not leave them alone. Back in 2020, he contacted the town hall regarding a matter which they had no authority over. When they informed him of that, he began verbally abusing them nonstop for the next 5 years.
Wow.
So what exactly the man wanted is not completely clear, but piecing it together from various reports, he wanted subsidies from the town to improve the earthquake resistance of structures on his property. However, they have no authority over that, and the town has decided to sue him as a result. So what they did was they drafted a resolution allowing itself to sue people for excessive complaints. Muhammad started drawing up a lawsuit for 4 million yen, which is about $25,000 U.S., an amount based on the estimated employees' salaries wasted due to his disruption of work. So because he's been such a jerk and continues to reach out to them, they are arguing that he is costing them work time.
Wow.
And because of that, they're suing him.
But can you imagine if we could sue people in the United States just for being a jerk? It would be a lawyer's full employment act, I'm telling you.
I would never get sued once.
Well, you'd be sued daily.
That's not nice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.